we were saying, I'm trying to keep a casual, like, I feel like we're so casual on the Patreon, and then I've noticed sometimes when we do the main episodes, I'm like, well, hello and welcome to the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. But I'm like, dude, we were, we haven't even talked though in person about, the emails about.
Oh, right.
Like.
The big emails.
The
like, Trump may have sucked Bill Clinton's dick email.
So funny.
Do you think he did it?
Yeah.
I think he did it, too. Trump's, like, also been, like, he's such a queenie individual.
Yes.
Like, he's such a, like, I think it is.
Girl, that dress with those shoes.
That's exactly who he, in his life, he's, like, someone who was, like.
It's literally, he's, like, that dress with those shoes. We're going to kill you. We're going to send you to Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, he's just, he is someone who's like, it's the same way Hitler didn't get into art school. It's like, he couldn't become a drag queen. And so he's like trying to wage, he's trying to create a second Holocaust because he didn't have like the true courage to like put on a dress and heels and like call someone fat in the front row. Like in his best That's self, he's so like, funny. He'd be doing a brunch in like Park Slope right now.
And he'd be
crushing.
Yeah.
It's like if this has like, if I hope this is how I hope there's a parallel universe where Trump got to just be a mean drag queen, you know, because it's
and
like
that's why he doesn't want drag queens reading at schools. He's like, you need to really put on a show.
That's why he can't drink because they'll become too free. If he just starts getting too loose, next thing you know, he's got Melania's like nylons on. And he's dancing around and
but he already has the
he's designing a ballroom. Who cares about a ballroom? That might be gayer than sucking Bill Clinton's dick. Like, this man is, at the same time, he's like having the Gestapo out in streets. He's like, being the president sucks. I want a pretty gold room.
It's also funny that he might be like backed into a weird Republican corner where he has to be like, it's like, you were at Epstein's house. You were either sucking Bill Clinton's dick or it was underage girls. He's going to have to be like, I'm not gay, I'm a pedophile.
Which
we might hear the president say that.
Yeah, and that might be, for a lot of the country, they're like, oh, thank God. Because it's also they're like, Megyn Kelly and stuff was already, like, basically being like, well, I mean, 15, is that really a bit? They're already, the same people that are, like, you know, totally against gay marriage or whatever, are basically talking about the spectrum of being a pedophile. Like, she literally was like, it's technically hemophile. Like, this is, like, stuff you would see deep Twitter thread.
It's fucking
insane.
This
is something that, like, someone you went to middle school says on Twitter, and you're like, I'm so glad I don't hang out with
you. It doesn't matter. It's still illegal. Like, what's the... Yeah. It's fucking insane. Also, they were still trafficking that?
They were still sex slaves. Also, me, 15 is too young. Have you ever tried... Like, I'm 28 years old.
Yeah.
If I... When I was single, if I had to talk just platonically... To a 22-year-old.
It's...
Put a gun in my mouth.
Horrible.
Blow my brains out.
It's horrible.
If I just had to engage in casual conversation with a 15-year-old girl, quite frankly, about anything, I mean, I'd be done.
Let alone, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah. So it's like, I literally can't believe this argument is just like, well, it's technically hemophile if you look into it.
Like, well, technically, you're a Nazi. Yeah,
technically,
like, if we're gonna
it's
start...
right. It's statutory rape. People literally go to jail for that.
It's fucking...
You can't use that in court and be also, like, oh, come on, you would tap that. You can't use the, that's basically an adult, you would tap that defense.
He got charged with sex trafficking.
Of, like, the highest degree.
It's like...
It's also crazy, like, the web of... Like, almost everyone you've ever respected has been there.
It is, it's a tough look for the there's no Illuminati argument.
Matt Groening was there, like, a bunch of times. The Simpsons creator. Yeah. I love that show growing up. He went to the island so many times.
Jesus.
Also, like, you still drew a cartoon. You don't get to go to the evil sex island. It's not let it all go to your head. You get to be with, like, the movers and, like... Like, it's an evil, horrible
place. People on the Epstein list, because it's like, what'd you do to deserve that?
Come on. You let him at, like, this Illuminati evil cult?
That's so funny.
Yeah. The Simpsons was good. I don't know if it's like, join the Bohemian Grove, 9 most powerful evil people that run the planet good. You know?
That's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really,
Like, I was on my 600-pound life, and now I'm on the island. It's like, oh, who invited you?
Yeah. Yeah, someone who's, like, special on tubies there. You're like, what the fuck? You're like, how did this happen? Yeah, they weren't even... Also, like, what some of the emails, Jeffrey Epstein says that Trump's, like, one of the most evil guys he knows.
Which is insane.
Which is wildly insane.
Yeah.
But
I was surprised you didn't hear them make the argument that it's like, well, you know, he's evil. So if he's saying you're evil, double negative.
Oh,
you don't want Hitler to think you're cool.
Oh, you're basically, they basically said, well, because Jeffrey Epstein thinks he's evil because he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, it's like his whole thing was that he fucks a lot of young women. That's the problem with that argument. With Trump's whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, I want to take over the Miss America pageant.
It's like...
It's this whole public personality.
Here's the whole thing, too, is I know we're doing it, but everyone's like, oh, my God, these emails. And it's like, no fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's like not new. Like, it's like, of course.
There's like a list on Wikipedia of the women that he's harassed and assaulted. He said what...
There's pictures of them, like, dancing at parties together. It's like, of fucking course.
Yeah.
This is not shocking.
No, there's, like, rape cases against... There's, like, he, like, fingered someone, a stewardess, on a plane. All of this over, which is not that it's just insane. There's, like, a layer of depravity to the fact that this guy is just in his right mind all the time.
That's really funny.
It's just like, what the... like, there's not... He's already so uninhibited. Like, it's like a natural bar down. Like, no part of you goes, probably shouldn't do that one.
No, he does seem fucked up all the time.
Yeah.
That's really...
There's zero post not clarity for a guy who's obsessed with sex.
So, apparently,
yeah. There's never a moment where he's like, that was a little much. That whole thing, that was tough. Yeah.
The question is, do you think that MAGA people are gonna actually, because it seems like there's a little bit of like people turning on him and being like,
yeah, it's just the problem is when like not everyone exists in the same reality, it's so tough to tell.
Yeah,
they'd be like, he was trying to, no, it's like when you're an undercover cop and you have to smoke crack so they don't think you're one of them, you know what I mean? It's like they're gonna be like, he was doing that actually, is a deep under, and it's like you thinking that guy cares about kids is just the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking? He doesn't, A, look like he cares about himself.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I just can't imagine what in your head was like, this is the savior of humanity. Like, this is the dumbest country.
This, like, power hungry.
The fact that it's like the mean guy on TV who was on WWE and McDonald's ads, and his whole ad campaign was like, the Mexicans are dumb. And I'm business. We bring business to the White House. We all gonna be rich. And then they're like, this guy is literally Jesus.
It is. It's the most horrible thing that's happened in my lifetime that we'll probably ever witness. And it's truly like, cannot be understated how bad it is. But also, you hear the facts laid out like that, and you're like, it's the most American president we've ever had.
Yeah, he's a proudly stupid person who like thinks it's gay to read, and. And like and basically if we just kick out all of like the ugly you know others, all the pores, then we'll just be all like grinding and cool.
Okay, did you see the thing where he was saying that like he's like more attractive than Zoran?
Yeah, that's insane.
It's also like,
it's, like
always,
so insecure.
I know I'm not the first person to make this point, but like it's always the most obvious projection of like, and also I'm more attractive than him, and it's like, so you think he's more attractive than you?
Yeah.
Like it's so like just saying the thing that he
also Zoran's a cutie patootie.
Zoran, respectfully, that's my fucking mayor, dude.
Yeah, he's got the riz.
Yeah,
he's also 34 years old,
dude. That's my whole thing. Is like people were like, whoa, this campaign was unbelievable. He was walking the length of New York. He was, you know, taking over social media, and it's like he can walk and use his phone. Those are the big qualifications.
Those
is
are
he
like,
not
wow.
Literally,
this,
like,
this man,
dying
this man,
at
this,
the podium.
This man's a generational talent, and it's just someone whose, like, blood pressure is, like, under 180.
You know what I mean? He can walk yeah. and use his phone.
Yeah.
It's, like, love the guy. Yeah, it's just, but, like, every, that should not be impressive.
It's just, like, the fact that, like, he, you know, everyone else has, like, always been, like, a fall away from being in a wheelchair for the rest of their life. Yeah. And they can't imagine the energy, you know?
That was, it's so fucking cool that he won.
Yeah.
It's so that was, fucking
it was
cool.
Nice to have a hopeful night. And to feel like I did something.
Yeah.
You know? Because it was like, we all won. It was pretty... It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was really
They're pretty, cool. pretty like, it's a very New York couple, too.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't realize she designed his, like, logo and everything.
Oh, wow.
Which was, like, a pretty influential part. I mean, it was so iconic.
Yeah.
And it looked so, like, New York. It looked like a bodega.
No, they're, like, a cool
and, like,
couple in Bushwick.
Yeah, they
were. Like, they're, like, a cool poly couple, you know, running around, calling the shots.
Pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
also
all
big
good.
Win for Hinge.
Big they win met for on Hinge. Wow, they met on Hinge.
Yeah,
something good happened on Hinge for once. Forever. Are you on Hinge these days?
Yeah, but I've been, you know, I'm very passively yeah. on the apps.
I feel like you
I'm
know
on
the apps almost like as a scientific study.
I'm on the apps in a way that like I'll see like a scene in a movie where you're like, I do want a boyfriend. And then, like, go check it again for another
Dude, that's so
month.
Funny, though, because, like, when I was single on dating apps, I would also check a dating... It's almost the same way that you're like, I could use one of those. Like, you're just, like, going on, like, an Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I could use that. Like,
I'm on dating apps the same way I'm on Zillow. I'm like, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
One day if everything
Doing
worked
nothing
out.
About it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it was just, like, a video game for my self-esteem. Where I'm like, please, 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 please. And then it was just yeah. nothing. God, I do not miss, like, just the, hey, and you're like, I like fucking running in the morning and waffles, too. And
it's like, what could we be talking about? There's no shared context other than, like, we both maybe would fuck each other.
That's it.
It's very weird to start
would
a would
love to put
like
that on the profile. Fully, what could we be talking about? All we have in common is we possibly would fuck each other.
That kind of is funny.
That's kind of good.
That's... Yeah, and then I'm on Raya too. That really is just as a social experiment because I kind of just want to like scroll and see if I can see any celebrities, but it's not. It's just the most boring people you've ever.
Well, also
met
some
in your
of them
life.
Aren't even celebrities, right? They're just really rich people.
Yeah, it's just like
yeah,
really.
You shouldn't be on the Raya app.
You said what?
You shouldn't be on the Raya app if you're.
No,
just you didn't do anything like extraordinary to do that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you saying I shouldn't be, and I was like, yeah, those are not my people. But also, it's like a very confusing, it's just like a weird elitist, like, don't you want to only date people who can also afford fucking $40 a month or whatever the fuck it is?
Yeah.
It's like, but it is fascinating to scroll on there and be like, who are you people?
I would have loved if I was still single to somehow get on Raya, and then basically, like, someone thinks I'm, like, the shit, and I just take them on, like, the brokest date ever. I take him back to, like, the most down bad room of our... I take him to, like, an open mic.
That's so
And I'm like, got
funny.
A big show coming up later. I do, like, 4 minutes. I do 4 minutes at just, like, a cafe open mic. And be like, you want to split a slice later?
It's awesome. And you know what? They'd probably be like, I've never met anyone like you.
He's
You're
so
real.
Free.
And it's like, oh, my God.
And they just would have to think, oh, well, he's on Raya, so there's something
this
there.
This is intentional.
Yeah. This is to show, like, what would happen if you lost it all. You know?
Wait, that's really funny to be like a... Yeah. You know, sometimes it'll be like a, you know, like a tech startup guy that's like, actually, like, I just, like, sleep... in a sleeping bag on the floor, like, totally minimalist, like, you know, like, I use, like, an old flip phone, like, blah, blah, blah. Just pretend that you're doing that.
But I'm fully
because I have $1 billion slash.
Yeah.
But for real, that's all you have.
Not that I don't have no money. Well, see, but I've been doing that in the opposite, where I pretend to be rich, but I truly have nothing. I'm like, if I take the little I have and spend it in, like, a day, it'll feel like I have $1 million. If you spend it in the evening, you're like, this must be Mr. Monkey. You're like, no, I had one medium-sized bag that is gone now.
So, that's lucky what I've been doing with this apartment, too, is where I'm like, well, the rent here is so cheap that I can kind of just live, like, if I'm out and about, I can pass as, like,
oh, yeah,
we got some
upstanding
going on.
Yeah, 100%.
And you're like,
you just live like a
slumber. Home.
Yeah. And I'm out and about, people are like, oh, I'll be Ubering home to my shed, to my dilapidated shed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I realized, too, that, like, if I want to have the Christmas party again this year with, like, friends, but I realized that these half-painted walls
yeah.
were half-painted at the Christmas party last year. Yeah. So I simply
must
have to get them painted before then.
Okay.
It's like, it's, because I was like, you can't, that's tough to come back a year later and be like, it's
not even moved an inch. You fucking
didn't paint the wall. Someone at that party pointed out too, they were like, it's very clear that you just stopped painting when there was furniture in the way or you couldn't reach it. Like, yeah, it's just no. like the space.
I remember the day. Like, I'm doing it, never touch it again. I was like, you got to pick your battles.
I think that's when you were like, you need to go on Adderall. I mean, it's, you know.
We're no, it was, you're making me feel at home by making me feel like I live in an asylum. So that was pretty nice.
Can we talk about the big change?
Yeah, talk about the big change.
Well, end of an era.
Yeah. I'm moving out. We live together, we pod together. Pod will continue. Pod will be strong. Stronger than ever, one yeah. would argue. But moving in with my girlfriend. Very exciting stuff.
Who we love.
Yes, who's great. A wonderful sweetie pie baddie. But it's going to be, it's kind of bittersweet, man. Because I'm going to miss you. I'll be close by. But end of an era. How would you rate me as a roommate?
10 out of 10.
Same.
Better than me.
Yeah.
That's just how you rate me as roommate.
Actually, I think you're one of the best roommates I ever had.
Really?
And I say that as mostly an insult to my all my other roommates. I mean, as a person, you're the best roommate ever. Like, personally, it's awesome. I mean, you open the door, you see Maddie. What the hell else do you want? But
clean dishes.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, you got it. But that actually brings me to something I've been thinking about, which is like yeah. some of the worst roommate stories I've had over the years. I've really lived in the trenches of some weirdos.
Well, Drago was... Did he say this on the pod, the story about when he, like, accidentally made black mold in the apartment and, like, gave you, like, a lung infection?
That did happen. And that's not even the top of my list.
Fucking insane.
So the first one I want to bring up is, this is back close to 10 years ago when I was living with my ex and her brother.
Oh, God. I would hope any better than that.
Yeah, and then it's like, insane. This guy... First off, so I was like 19. They were like 27 and 25.
Which now that I'm 27, I'm like,
absurd.
You're dating a 19-year-old. Yeah. The fuck is your problem? Right. Yeah. And also, you were 27 at that time. Like, get it together.
It's yeah, it's all crazy. Absurd. But her brother was like stressed out at his handyman job.
So I like him.
Yeah.
He's. I'm just in case it gets back.
Just a whack.
I'm not talking shit.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah, no good.
Yeah, no.
But this is just a wacky story.
Okay.
But it's like, it's just like, he just quit his job and would sit on the couch watching daytime access television all day drinking vodka. And then he was also...
The most Russian shit I've ever heard in my life, by the way. Yeah. What did you just have to kill the head of the mob and that's how you're forgetting? You're drinking vodka all day in like a robe and slippers yeah. with like your...
Not even Netflix. About? We're talking basic. This guy's like hoping for like a Friends rerun. That's like the highlight.
27 or 60.
Yeah, and
that's
then
crazy.
He's also like, well, I realize I don't need to have a job because cereal's pretty cheap. So I can just buy a lot of cereal. So that was just he just was eating nothing but cereal and drink vodka all day.
One of the best things about stand up is that you meet people that you're like, oh, I actually kind of have my shit together.
Oh. You're like, I don't know, what problem I need to have? That's why everyone's always been like, Kenny, you're so crazy. I'm like, the people I'm around, I'm like basically a valedictorian.
I don't know.
I'm like, I went to work today and I like cleaned a dish. But yeah, point is, they were dish doing people. So the whole counter had been full of dishes for weeks. I finally got to it. And it was like fly maggots all intermersed in there.
Oh my God.
I was taking the trash throwaway. It was like fly maggot lasagna. It's like maybe on one layer and another layer. It was disgusting. So point is, you're an angel.
Oh.
Yeah. Second story of wacky roommate that I had. I lived with my great uncle in Chicago for a while.
Dude, I like knew all this stuff, but as you're saying it, I'm like, holy fuck. There's so many eras.
There's a lot of eras.
Really? We're
building lore on another level. Yeah. I don't have much, but brother, I got lore.
George R.R. Martin Lang fucking backstory.
Yes. Yeah, same with you too. We were all like, just, you know, because we're basically this like gypsy band of nomads that are like, we hear there's good laughs to be had in the Midwest. And we all, like, move together.
That's
insane. Yeah. Yeah. Like, put your thumb up to the wind and be like, it's a hot crowd yonder. Like, get on horses and go over there. And, so I'm in Chicago. I'm living with a great uncle who is 68, pushing 70, fresh off a divorce. Fresh out of this horrible relationship, basically.
Close your eyes and try to guess who's who in that house. Yeah.
Yeah. Emotionally the same age.
These bitches won't let me rest. Can you?
But one day I came home from an... And also my whole day back then was such a, like...
It's a fucking veteran's job. Holy fuck.
Yeah, like... My whole day, it was like literally I lived a day that was designed to make someone like suicide. It's like I'd wake up at 6 a.m., do Randy's dishes, go to my job, which my job at the time was I was a temp for a company called Ipsos, and all I would do is like I would look at surveys that veterans fill out all day, and basically, I don't know if you know this about veterans, but they've been through a lot, so when they get handed a piece of paper, they really want to say something, and they didn't even have... like a space to talk about their experiences, but it's like if they had any paper, like outside the margins, they're putting like, I've killed people, this is wrong. So literally all day I'm scanning surveys for homicidal and suicidal comments for $11 an hour, and then I'm getting off work and I'm bombing at an open mic, and then I'm taking an hour and a half of public transportation to a very upset older man. And so that's my life. Oh. And it is pure hell. It sucks. The, like, literally the highlight was like we would hang out at a bar on Friday, and that was like the best part of my existence, was the little chuckles I'd make my friends have. God. But one of those nights I came back, I remember it was like so I was happy that I got home early. It was like 10 p.m. on a Tuesday. Super not a crazy time. He is in his underwear in the kitchen. And, yeah, fully in the kitchen, tidy whities, looks like a baby. And he just goes, Kenyon, I'm in my underwear! Clearly hammered.
Oh.
Amped. And then I'm kind of just laughing. I'm like, what are you gonna do? And he's holding, like, a comically large tin of spaghetti. Like, he's just in his underwear holding, like, the biggest tin of spaghetti that you could ever see. And then it's like, it was truly like a bad I think you should leave sketch. It's like, of course what happened. He drops the spaghetti. The spaghetti is all over the goddamn... He's a hammered man in his underwear holding a big bowl of spaghetti. And the spaghetti gets dropped. And then I'm like, okay, let me put my backpack down. I'll help you in a sec. But I put my backpack down and I'm like, take my shoes off or whatever. He, again, like I really need to understand he's in his tidy way. So he's doing all this. So my door's goes for a second. He kicks it open. Like a sumo wrestler. Oh, he literally looks like a sumo wrestler has challenged me to a fight. And he goes like, what are you doing? And I don't know why, but I put my hands up like I was being arrested. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. And he's like, you just saw that spill and you left me there. You're such a selfish bastard. You don't do anything. And I was like, I'm sorry. I just was setting myself down real quick. And he's like, you know what? No, I don't even need you. And then, like, slammed my door. And then while he was cleaning up spaghetti, just kept talking about how big of a retard I was. And that's, like, how a day would end. So the point is, this apartment, living together, has been a dream.
Holy shit.
It's like a day in my 22-year-old trying to be a clown life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's insane. It was truly insane.
It was really beautiful.
It is pretty beautiful. It comes.
We've met
circle.
A lot of people that make Hunter S. Thompson look like a doctor.
Yeah, like a Mormon doctor. The amount of just absolute a lot of feral adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people where you're like, oh, we got along because we both were like, I'm gonna live like this forever.
Yeah. Well, because we were both insane. Because yeah. We were both like...
I was going to say because we were both in high school.
Yeah. That's also a huge part of it.
We both don't have our GEDs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But mom, that's because I'm 17.
Yeah. Yeah, what's like your... what's a character that comes to mind throughout your stand-up journey?
Oh, man. Aaron Cobb is up there as one of the coolest people I've ever met. But he's doing it in a fun way.
Yeah, where it's like, not
you
sad.
You figured out life.
He's just like a fun guy.
He's a character.
Yeah, because it's like, also awesome. Like, you see some of that dude, like, in New York, and they're, like, all hoity-toity and put together. But he's just out there.
You gotta be... Yeah, I miss good weirdos in New York a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I also think, like, there's something cool about,
performative weirdos in New York.
100%.
There's a lot of, like, I'm putting this on to be... But it's, like, if you're too rich to be that in, like, a smaller town in North Carolina, you just are that guy. You're just, like, so weird that you can't leave your area. There's not, like, a whole neighborhood full of that guy. That's just that guy.
Yeah, you, like, have all these, like, mannerisms and thoughts and customs that it's, like, would be developed in a culture, but you're your own culture.
Yeah.
It's, like, single person.
It's just, it's an experience.
Here's what we do, and it's, like, it's just you.
Yeah. No, Cobb is for sure. Shout out Aaron Cobb. Hilarious.
Shout out
man.
Aaron Cobb.
That was another thing was, like, he helped move me to Chicago.
Dude, the pictures from that fucking road trip.
Yeah.
Where you guys were, like, pulled into that rich neighborhood. Well, oh, the quote about when you were like, how'd we get here?
Yeah. So, first of all...
Sorry to put you on the spot telling
the
story.
But first of all, the trip was sick as, like, Aaron, so he was going to drive me to Chicago because I had hit a deer on my way to try to shoot an audition for a Sheetz commercial at your house.
At my house, yeah.
Yeah, so I lost my car.
Where famously you came in and my dad goes, so why do you hate deer? Shout out that.
Hilarious line. Just simply totaled a car. Insane.
Really scary. Could have died.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, second motor vehicle accident. That really lore building stage. I forgot it was
for a Sheetz commercial.
Yeah, it was like, but Aaron was like, dude, I'll drive you. He was like, it'll be a fun road trip. Quite frankly, I need something to do. Which was just
incredible
line. And so he shows up to my mom's house. My mom's like, all sad. I'm going to move out. And you kind of think, oh, he's going to be a responsible adult. Aaron shows up wearing aviators at 9 p.m. at night. He's drinking coffee from a gas station. And then, but inexplicably, an hour in's like, I kind of want to go to sleep. Can you drive? And so this guy is just drinking coffee, wearing sunglasses, falling asleep. I'm freaking out. I'm like, what's my life going to be? How will I find a job in Chicago? What the fuck? Is everything going to work out? Then we go to a Days Inn. We, like, do a show. Show's awesome. It's a lot of fun. We're, like, again, living, like, rock star. Like, back in that day, it's like, if you had, like, a good set in a bar show, you're basically like, I just killed it at the Apollo Theater. Like, I just sold out Madison Square Garden. And then he brought some acid. We took some acid. We started walking around Cleveland. We get fully lost.
Oh, you forgot you guys were on acid.
Yeah, and it's extremely expensive, like, super rich neighborhood. I'm like, how did we get here, man? And he's like, Reaganomics, mostly. So it's just...
All time line.
He's dude, such a good dude.
I like need a road trip. There's no kind of like the gas station coffee late at night, like posted up in a car driving like 4 hours is kind of an unbeatable feeling.
I kind of love the, it gets you meditative in a certain way. I felt like those like long drives, even when I started comedy, you know, I would just, like, bits would come to me, or there's, because you're focused on doing something, but enough of your mind can remain kind of free.
Yeah, and it's, like, an hour thinking about it on the way there, and an hour thinking on the way back. I feel like, honestly, those car rides, like, make you who you are.
And even
genuinely.
We were with our friends,
that's why
and we were
weirdos,
joking
there's
around.
There's space to, like, think. Yeah, when we were riffing, and, like... Mm-hmm. Dude, and, like, when me and Carly, like, lived out of my car for, like, a month on the road,
like
that was
awesome.
One of the most fun times of my life. Totally. And we were just doing, like, yeah, you're, like, pulling over at, like, a Love's gas station, getting a coffee, and then driving through Nebraska for, like, 8 hours. It's, like, that rocks.
It just, like, I love the, and I still love, you know, it's just more higher class out, usually, like, fly to a show or something, but it's, like, just the adventure of it all.
Totally.
You just do that for, like, an open mic.
You feel like Tom Sawyer or something. You feel like you have, like, a knapsack on your back and a little, like, it's crazy.
I mean, we literally did that from, like, just to go to this open mic, like, Dead Crow, which is, like,
two and a half hours.
Yeah,
away.
And then so both, it's,
and
like,
and we
five
do,
hours.
Like, 2 minutes.
Yeah. I think it was 4 minutes, so it's, like, roughly an hour a minute. which is pretty tough.
The ratios were unbelievable.
Yeah, and I remember I went with Reed Pegram, funny comedian in Atlanta, cool guy, and Jason and a couple other people. I don't exactly remember where they were, but we were in this big car.
Was it with me and Jeremy Alder too?
That was a different time.
Oh, okay.
But then he was like, they wanted to like smoke some weed or whatever, and they found somebody to smoke weed. But then we all were sitting in this car, like leaving, like a gas station. But he just had like the turn meter on, and we just sat there patiently, and no one came for like 2 minutes. And we all kind of, we were all so high that we thought that was like fine. Like, so basically,
the car is. No one came.
So basically, like, he put on the turn signal like he's waiting for something. But it's a completely empty street. Nothing is happening. But he's waiting as if there's traffic. For some kind of
signal?
Yeah. He's waiting as if there's traffic, but it's a completely empty street. And then I just remember being like, guys, do we get too ambitious? Do we get too high? It was just... Like, it was just a car full of people frozen. We're like, yeah, that seems about... Well, you gotta wait. You can't just be coming out. Oh, high street. Like, you can't just come right to the street like that.
I remember getting way too high outside of the gas station open mic. We did an open mic exactly at a gas station. Every time I describe it to people, they're like, what? It's a gas station.
It's like a high-end gas station. Also, it was like a hipstery,
it was a gas station that sells booze. That also does comedy.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting in the parking lot. They're
like, where's that? Where the mayor of North Carolina lives?
It was so fucking crazy. Yeah. It's like, what a horrible business.
Yeah.
Poor genius.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting outside, and I took like a hit off a one-hitter, but I didn't know. I was kind of new to smoking weed because I was like 16.
Yeah, as you're a child, yeah.
And then it was like all Keith.
No.
And it was like, I was so high in a way that I had to like sit in the car for like an hour before I could even go in. It was like, I was like, I need to go later in the open mic.
I remember that open mic. It's like just seeing people come in, just go buying gum and cigarettes or whatever. And I'm just, the soul's leaving my eyes.
I loved the old guy that was there. The like 80-year-old guy with compression socks that would only do that open mic.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Do you remember
that
guy? Yeah. And he like couldn't understand what he was saying at all.
Yeah.
He was fascinating.
It was also so funny to be like, oh, my whole day I'm writing, I'm thinking about this moment at the open mic. And I get there, and it is mainly the 7 other people I know who do stand up. Just waiting to watch each other. They're like, there's no audience at these mics in the big city. I'm like, we would drive hours sometimes to basically perform in front of each other and like 3 people at a bar.
Yeah, around the state.
Yeah.
We could have just picked one room.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
But it's the best.
It's the best. It's the best thing ever.
It's the fucking best. But in terms of moving, I would say, if you look at each move as a check-in,
yeah.
This move, moving on up.
Moving on up. Moving on up. Moving in with the girlfriend. That always feels nice. I haven't done that in a long time.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, and it's like, it is very exciting. And it's also just, it's going to be an awesome time.
Nobody deserves to be happy more than you guys.
Thanks, man. That's I appreciate that. Yeah.
I think you guys are going to make like a lovely home.
We made a lovely home too, but yeah. It'll be a sweet time.
And for the listeners, you know, not to sound like jumping on the hustle grind of it all.
Yeah.
But this does mean that we have a room in this apartment, because I'm not leaving the apartment. Dedicated podcast studio.
100%.
So we are about to deck it the fuck deck out, it, dude.
Yeah, it's going to really be... That's what that room should have always been. Really just a podcast studio.
Anyways.
It would have loved if there was... Like, we made it a podcast studio. Like, when I still live there. And if I ever had like anybody over, like, I just have, like, a...
Just sleeping cameras bag on the up floor. All the time.
It's like, we do the podcast in here. So it's like, what the fuck?
That was how I felt like when we would do it in my room. I was like, it's hard to bring somebody home because then you're like, there's just fucking cameras pointing at the bed.
You're like, times are tough with comedy. I don't know how you're feeling, but if you really want to be on camera, I'll throw you some cash after. DoorDash on me if you want to give it a shoot.
It'll look college record dry. Real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Shit. Well, yeah, but it'll be exciting to have... our little space and make it our own and put up our little, like, I feel like we've, like, amassed trinkets over time.
That's
like,
some crazy trinkets.
People have given us cool stuff on the road, too. Like, yeah, like, that's always cool. So we could put them on, like, shelves behind it and stuff. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah. Oh, they're super awesome.
Yeah, we got a bunch of shit over there that, like, that we got at, like, antique shops and stuff. Oh, we got the lighter that Amy Sedaris gave me when she came and visited the bunnies.
So sweet.
So sweet.
Yeah, if you guys ever see us on the road and you have some trinkets you want to throw in, we'll put it in the pod space.
Yeah, that'll be huge.
Cool trinkets.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Should we
plug it on up?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what,
yeah.
What do you got coming up?
I'm going to headline the Idiot Box in North Carolina, December 13th. Fucking, I'm burping with excitement. December 13th. Come the fuck out. It's going to be a great time. And yeah, I'm at Bar Bayou every single week in New York City. And also just check me out on the gram. You know, doing little shows around town. You can check me out.
Huge.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at Mass MoCA, the art museum in Massachusetts, on next weekend, I think, depending on when this comes out. But the link is in my bio on Instagram, so check that out. You can get on my Punch Up Live and just put in your email, and then I'll let you know when I'm coming to your city. But other than that, I'm in the city. I'm at the Comedy Cellar. Come say hi. Come to Bar Bayou.
Come say hi. Bring a drink. Yeah. Hang out.
Patreon.com.
Patreon.com.
/ phone is in the bag.
It's in that goddamn bag.
And we'll see you next week.
See you there.